This is Dr. William R. Glaze, Senior Pastor of Bethany Baptist Church in Pittsburgh. As the founder and CEO of Anchored in Jesus radio broadcast, I'm grateful that you are listening to us. As a thank you for tuning into our program, we invite you to go to our website, www.anchoredinjesus.org, and subscribe to our weekly devotional. Everyone who subscribes will receive their choice of either an Anchored in Jesus coffee mug or Anchored in Jesus t-shirt. The promotion will run now through Friday, November 24th. At the end of the promotion, we will have a drawing and randomly two names. Each of these two individuals will receive a basket of Anchored in Jesus merchandise, including one of my books entitled Heaven, Answers for Today, Hope for Tomorrow. Also, we'd love to hear your thoughts about our program. Please go to our website, www.anchoredinjesus.org, and leave a comment. We look forward to hearing from you.
Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you for joining us for the first half, Next Life is Concerned. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the first half of Christ Makes the Difference as far as life is concerned.
We've come to the journey of our last sermon in this series that we have been doing. This series has been entitled The Difference. And we've been basing it from Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 10. And it says, if the axe is dull and the axeman does not sharpen the edge, then he must exert more strength. But if he exercises wisdom, wisdom is to sharpen the axe, and that helps him to succeed with less effort. And so we've been talking about the difference. And let me just take you back real quick and look at what we have examined as far as the difference is concerned. First of all, we looked at the difference being time with God. Time with God. And if you'll move to that next slide, please. Time with God. And we looked at Mary and Martha. And we said that Martha was cumbered about by much serving, and she was anxious and she was worried, but Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. And you had one anxious lady who was upset, who was frustrated, and you had one lady that sat at the feet of Jesus. And we said, what made the difference? It was spending time at the feet of Jesus, time with God. And that if we want to see the difference made in our lives, that we have to sit at the feet of Jesus. And then we looked at this character, and as Maria talked about this morning, the Psalms, that there was a psalm that that Asaph wrote. And as we look at the psalm that Asaph wrote, that was Psalm 73. And he was struggling because he said that, man, I looked at the wicked and I saw their prosperity. And he said, I almost fell, I almost slipped. But what made the difference? He went into the house of God, and he got a fresh vision of God. And then we saw the Elisha and the sons of the prophets who were cutting down trees by the Jordan River. And as they were chopping down trees, the axe head flew off and went into the water. And so they lost their power. They could no longer cut down trees. And it was when Elisha came and restored the axe head that the power, that the effectiveness returned. So what was the difference? The difference was the power of God, the Holy Spirit. And then we saw the Israelites who could have entered into the promised land. In 11 days, they could have entered into the promised land. 11 days. But because of their unbelief, because of their lack of faith, they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. What made the difference between them entering in the promised land, enjoying the blessings and the fruit of God, and wandering in the wilderness for 40 years? It was faith. Faith made the difference. And so as we come to this last message, I want to share with you difference that Christ makes as far as our life is concerned. The difference that Christ makes as far as our life is concerned. As we look at life, we see that there is a difference, and I'm going to expound on this, between biological life and spiritual life. What makes the difference between just having biological life and having a spiritual life? Christ makes a difference. We also see that there's eternal life, that everybody will live eternally. I don't care who you are. Everybody will live eternally. Now, the fact is, are you going to live separated from God? Or through Christ, are you going to live in the presence of God? Where will you spend eternity at? As we talk about biological life and spiritual life, I want to turn to C.S. Lewis in his book, Mere Christianity, because he makes some distinctions between biological life and spiritual life. First of all, he says that biological life comes through nature. It comes through living in this world, that everyone that is born into this world has biological life. As a matter of fact, the Greek word is bios, and it means, you know, natural life. It means human life. And so if you are sitting here today, you have biological life, right? If you don't have biological life, you wouldn't be here. But then there's also spiritual life. And spiritual life only comes from God. You can only get spiritual life from God. This is, well, I'm going to break it down even further in a second. This is Zoe life, spiritual life that God imparts. And the only way that you can get this spiritual life is through a relationship with Jesus Christ. We see that there's biological life. And what do we see about biological life? We see that it runs down and decays, right? All of us, as we grow another year older, you know, we realize that biological life is winding down, that we all come to the end of this biological life. I've been teaching a series, and we finished up in the book of Ecclesiastes, and we got to chapter 12, and Solomon began to break down the issues of aging. And he talked about aging. And so here's a couple of things that I pulled from the series that I taught. And the first thing is that life is like a roll of toilet paper. Okay, if we can go to that next slide, please. Life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes. Now, there's another expression that went before that, but I'm not going to say that other expression, right? That it's like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes. And then old people are worth a fortune, right? They have silver in their hair, gold in their teeth, stones in their kidneys, lead in their feet, and gas in their stomachs. They're worth a fortune, right? And that's all a part of this what? That's a part of this biological life, this bios. And then let me share with you one lady's testimony. And she said that some call me a frivolous old gal. I have become a lot more social with the passing of years. I am seeing 5 gentlemen every day. As soon as I wake, willpower helps me get out of bed. Then I go to see John. Then Charlie Horse comes along and takes my attention. When he leaves, arthritis shows up and stays with me the rest of the day. And so these are indications of biological life, that this biological life is winding down. But when we look at the spiritual life, if you go to the next slide, please. When we look at the spiritual life, We see that spiritual life lasts for eternity. Your spiritual life will never end. Our biological lives are sustained by air, by water, and by food. If you don't have any of these things for a period of time, your biological life will cease to exist. But if you have a relationship with Christ, your spiritual life will be sustained by the Holy Spirit through Bible reading and through prayer. And then Lewis, he gives an example between biological life and spiritual life. And he says this. He says, suppose that your biological life is like a statue that has been made of carved stone. That's your biological life. He said, translating that over into the spiritual life, it's like that statue becoming alive, that statue becoming a real person. So there's a big difference between biological life and spiritual life. And what makes the difference? The difference is Jesus Christ. He makes all the difference in the world. Jesus is the difference between an abundant life and a meager life. John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, before I get to my point, let me share with you my pet peeve, right? My pet peeve is that in this verse, people say that the thief is the devil. The devil was not the thief in this passage. Just go back and read the first 10 verses, and you'll see who the thief is. It's false teachers. And that's very clear. Now, the devil is a thief. You know, there's no question about that. The devil is a thief. But you can use this particular verse to say that the devil is a thief. He's not the thief referred to in John 10:10. All right, so I just thought that on my way to my destination, I would stop off at that journey just to make you aware in case you thought that the devil, which is, I've heard so many preachers, I hear preachers preach all the time, you know, the devil, and they read this verse, you know, the devil, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and destroy. And they say that, but the devil was not the thief, all right? But that's not the destination that we wanted to reach. I just had to get that off my chest. The destination that we're trying to reach is that Jesus said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus makes the difference between abundant life and a meager life, a so-so life. And we see here, abundant life. The word abundant comes from a Greek word that means super abundant in quality or superior in quality, no matter how you slice it. It's either super abundant in quality, that means in multiple areas. Ooh, man. Ooh, that was a revelation right there. God just gave me that. In multiple areas, and also superior in quality. That you have a high quality of life, that if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that you have not only an abundant life in many areas, but you also have a superior life in general. And the word life there is Zoe, which is spiritual life. Jesus makes the difference between abundant life and a meager life. And my friends, if you are living a meager life today, if you are just getting by, then there's something wrong. There's something wrong. I like the song, it's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to live for him. If you could see where Jesus brought me from, to where I am today, then you'll know the reason why I love him so. You can take this world, its wealth, and its riches. I don't need earth's fame. It's my desire to live for him. If you could see where he brought me from in this biological life, in this bios life, and you can see where he's brought me to in this Zoe life, you'll see the difference in Bill Glaze. You know, when I first got saved and I started coming back around some of my friends, they didn't believe it because they knew what my life was like, and they knew how I was. And they said, Glaze? You said Glaze got religion? Come on, man, you got to be kidding me, right? Where's my brother? My brother, he can tell you, right? If you could see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, that he made the difference, that Christ made the difference in my life, and hopefully Christ is making a difference in your life, that when people see you, when people look at you, that they see the difference. You know, hopefully you not like the lady who was driving down the street, and the policeman started following her, and he pulled her over, and he said, look, I'm arresting you for stealing this car. And she said, I didn't steal the car. He said, yes, you stole this car. She said, no, this is my car. What makes you think that I stole it? She said, the policeman said, well, you know, when that person cut you off back there, you gave them your middle finger. And I looked at your bumper sticker, and it says, honk if you love Jesus. So this can't be your car. You know, you can't own this car, right? Is your walkie-walkie matching your talkie-talkie? Because if your walkie-walkie is not matching your talkie-talkie, then you need to walkie-walkie like you talkie-talkie. And so we see that there has to be a difference. There has to be a difference in your life. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you just can't blend in with everybody else. And there's a difference between an abundant life and a meager life. I like Romans 14 and verse 17. Look what it says here. For the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. What is abundant life? Abundant life is a life of righteousness. Abundant life is a life of peace. Abundant life is a life of joy. That if you have Christ in your life, that there is a difference, and you should be a righteous person. Your life should be filled with peace, other things that upset other people, that cause other people to be thrown in turmoil, that there ought to be a peace in your heart. There ought to be an unshakable settledness that you know that everything is going to be all right. You know that God got this. You know that God is in control, and there ought to be joy in your life. This joy that you have is not based. You know, I watched the game last week, and when the Kansas City Chiefs won, what did they do? They started celebrating, right? Everybody was happy. Everybody was shouting, and everybody was cheerful, and then they had a parade, and everybody was happy, and everybody was cheerful and shouting. But look at this. Their happiness. Because you know what? You could have went over to the Philadelphia Eagles locker room, and they weren't shouting, and they weren't fist bumping and all that stuff. You could have went to the city of Philadelphia, and they weren't doing all that celebrating. As a matter of fact, somebody said that they ended up tearing up stuff in Philadelphia, right? What was the Kansas City Chiefs' happiness based on? The fact that they won the game, right? This joy that we have. This joy that we have, right? In this abundant life, it don't make any difference if the Steelers won or lost. I know some people, man, they're ready to commit suicide when the Steelers lose the game, man. They walk around the next day like a bulldog baptizing lemon juice, right? They got these long faces. Our joy is not based on circumstances. Christ has given us abundant life, and we rejoice in the fact that nothing can move us. As the song says, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. The Super Bowl didn't give it, and the Super Bowl can't take it away. As a matter of fact, as I try to describe this abundant life, let me share this with you. And I know I've shared it before. I'm drinking from my saucer. I'm drinking from my saucer. I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now. But I don't worry about that much, because I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's way, I'm reaping better than I've sowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, because my cup has overflowed. That's that abundant life that Jesus is talking about. That's when he said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I don't have a lot of riches, and sometimes the going's tough, but I've got loved ones around me. Hey, hey, hey! And that makes me rich enough. I thank God for the blessings and the mercies he's bestowed. Let's say this together. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. I remember when things went wrong. My faith wore somewhat thin. But all at once the dark clouds broke and the sun peeked through again. So God help me. God help me not to gripe about the tough roads that I've hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. If God gives me strength and courage when the way grows steep and rough, I'll not ask for other blessings. I'm already, saints, I'm already blessed enough. And may I never be too busy to help others bear their loads. Then I'll keep drinking from my saucer because my cup has overflowed. That's the abundant life. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what problems you got. It don't matter what issues you're dealing with, that you still can have an abundant life. And I love what they say in here. And as a matter of fact, I'm writing a book of poetry. I've written over 100 poems. And this poem is going to be in there. Now, I didn't write this one, but I did talk to the family of the person that wrote this poem. And they told me that it was all right to include it in my book of poetry. Some godly family. I think his daughter, because this guy has written, his name is John Paul Moore. He's written several poems, and this was one of them right here. And just a godly family. And as I was talking to them, asking them, could I use this in my book? And they said, no problem at all. Then they began to talk about the man and talk about how godly their father was and how much their father enjoyed life, how much their father had that abundant life. And she began to tell me.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the conclusion of Christ Makes the Difference as far as life is concerned. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, Christ Makes the Difference as far as life is concerned, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request Christ Makes the Difference as far as life is concerned. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request Christ Makes the Difference as earned difference. Or you can call us at 877-831-5060. Keep in mind, the entire series is made available by request. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galaise. Dr. Galaise is the author of 10 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm Sonia Hall reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.